less than 2 weeks till Rosh Hashanah, and I'm sure everybody is busy thinking and preparing themselves and getting ready for Rosh Hashanah, for Yom HaDin. We find the Shaarei Tshuva, that's Rabbeinu Yonah, wonders greatly about people who in Chodesh Elul, they continue to act as if nothing's happening, as if it's just Olam Keminhogai Noyig, just the normal way of the world. And he writes, Manoi Ali, how foolish, Hayoitzim Lefo'olam Va'avoidusam Ade Orev. How foolish are those people who they go out to work from early morning until late at night, Ve'einom Yoidim Ma Yiyeh Mishputam. And they don't think, they don't contemplate at all about the Yemei HaDin, that they're about to stand in judgment and it's going to be decided what type of year they're going to have. And carries on Rabbeinu Yonah that therefore, Rui l'chol yireishim elokim lemayit basokov. It's correct for anybody who's a yireishimayim to minimize his other activities, his business affairs, and whatever other things he's doing, and to set aside time, likboya b'yoyim v'layla itim lizboided b'chadurov, to make a cheshben ha-nefesh, and to examine himself, and to do tshiva, and to daven, and get himself ready for Rosh Hashanah. So this is our avoida now, in these days, to think about Rosh Hashanah, prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah, and get ourselves ready. And somebody who doesn't do it, he's foolish. I heard from an Alter Yid, who was nifted just a few months ago. His name was Reb David Schechter. He lived in Monsey, he was nifted in his middle 90s. And he told me, he learned in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin before the war in Poland. And 3 months before the war, he had to run away because authorities wanted him. He had a problem with his passport. They wanted to deport him back to Austria. So he had to run away. And he was Zoicha for the last 3 months before the Second World War to stay in the house of one of the greatest Gedolim in Poland, Reb Menachem Zemba. Reb Menachem Zemba lived in Warsaw. He was considered one of the greatest Gedolim in Poland. And he was on the board of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. So therefore he took this young Bucher into his home. And this Reb David Schechter told me that every night by Reb Menachem Zemba, he used to hear screaming and shouting because there used to be very, very big din toiras would take place by Reb Menachem Zemba. He was one of the great gedolim, a massive, massive expert in choshen mishpat. So people who had big business affairs and they had a din toira, they would come to him to sort out their din toira concerning large properties and estates and businesses and fields. And he would hear every night how one person was shouting another, you're a ganef, it's mine. And this guy was like, I'm a ganef, it's you're the ganef, you're a liar, and you're a ramayan. And this would go on every single night. And he was zoicha, he managed to just escape in time, and he survived the war. And he says, he thinks back, he told me this a number of times, he thinks back, this was just 3 months before the Second World War broke out. The Second World War broke out, I think, on Yud Zayin Elul. Mamish tomorrow is the anniversary of the beginning of the Second World War. And there were these Yidden shouting at each other, it's my house, it's my business, it's my field, it's my property. Went by only 3 short months, and it wasn't not Reuven's, and not Shimon's, and not Levi's. And Nebuch, all these Yidden, all their property was stolen, destroyed. They were killed with all their families. And here they were, arguing and shouting backwards and forwards, it's mine, it's not yours. And just 3 short months later, it was none of theirs. And this is what Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us. We come to Chodesh Elul, less than 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, and we're making cheshbonos. I think I'm going to go here, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this thing, that thing. A minute, it's only 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. Are you so sure that in the next year it's going to be yours, you're going to have it? Halavai Mitzchem, everybody should be gesund und stark. But we can't be assured. So what we should be concentrating on now is getting through Rosh Hashanah, getting ourselves ready for the Yom HaDin. There was once a Din Torah by Reb Chaim Volozhiner between two people over a piece of land. Each one said it was their piece of land. This one said it was mine, and that one said it was his. Said Reb Chaim Volozhiner, you know what? I think we should go to the land itself and ask the land who he belongs to. Most weird thing. Land doesn't, ground doesn't speak. But Reb Chaim Volozhiner, one of the greatest gedolim, that's what he said. So he took out these two people with them to the ground. Reb Chaim Volozhiner bent down and put his ear to the ground. And they were waiting, curious to hear what Reb Chaim Volozhiner going to tell them. And after a minute, Reb Chaim Volozhiner gets up and he says, I want to tell you what the ground has said. The ground told me as follows. You're both arguing. Each one says, the ground belongs to me. There'll soon come a time, said the ground, when both of you will belong to him. That a person doesn't live forever. And there comes a time, l'achamei ve'esem shona, that we will all belong to the ground. What Reb Chaim Volozhiner was trying to do was trying to give musa to these two people that they were arguing in a very not nice way. And he wanted to give them a little sitter, a little shake, to realize, you know, that a person isn't here forever, and a person has to wake up and get himself, make the right cheshbon ha-nefesh, and then he looks at things differently. Then a person is willing to be mevata, then a person will be willing to be don lekav schis and give somebody else the benefit of the doubt. So this is our avodah now in these days, to get ourselves ready for Rosh Hashanah. We all know the avodah of Rosh Hashanah is Imri lefunai malchius. We have to say malchius. Kedei shetamlichini aleichem. This is what the Gemara tells us. We have to be mamlich derboin shalom. We have to crown Hashem that he is melech ho'olam. This is what we have to achieve. This is what we do on Rosh Hashanah. Imri lefunai malchius. Kedei shetamlichini aleichem. However, we need to understand the Reb Boishim needs us to crown him, and if we don't crown him, the Reb Boishim isn't Melech Olam. We know we say in Adoin Olam, as Reboin Nishloilam, he is the Adoin Olam Hashem Mulach, Beterem Kol Yitzin Ivro. Before anybody was created, the Reb Boishim was Melech. Va'achrei Kichlois Hakoi Levadoi Yimloich Noira. And after the world has long ceased to be in existence, Yim Loich Noira, the Reb Boishim will continue being the Melech. So the Reb Boishim doesn't need us to be Mamlechim. So what does it mean that we have to be Mamlech the Reboino Shel Olam? The Reb Boishim is anyway Melech Olam. The story told over, a Yid once came to the Kotzker Rebbe. The Kotzker Rebbe was famous for his very sharp and penetrating comments. A Yingerman, he turned up by the Kotzker Rebbe. The Kotzker Rebbe said to him, Yingerman, what do you come here for? So he said, I've come to discover, to find the Reboino Shel Olam. Said the Kotzker Rebbe to him, if so, you wasted your time. You might as well have stayed at home. So the Yingerman said, so why else should a person come to Kotzk if not to find the Reboino Shel Olam? Said the Kotzker Rebbe, you don't need to come to Kotzk to find the Reboino Shel Olam. The Reboino Shel Olam is in the entire world. You could have stayed at home. But you know why you come to Kotzk? You come here to find yourself. Azoit the Kotzker Rebbe gezukt. The Shem Mishmiel was a grandson of the Kotzker Rebbe. In his Divrei Torah on Rosh Hashanah, he quotes this Yesod. And he explains with this Mama Chazal. He quotes this Yesod from the Kotzker Rebbe. And he says, you know what Chazal meant when they said, Imri lefunai malchius kedei shetamlichini aleichem. What Chazal meant was that the ikke is shetamlichini aleichem. That a person has to be mekabel on himself, malchus shemayim. That the Ikka Avada the Reb Boishim doesn't need us to be Mamlech the Reboino Shel Olam. The Reboino Shel Olam is Melech and Kol Olam. However, we have to allow the Reboino Shel Olam into our hearts. We have to allow the Torah and Mitzvahs to penetrate inside us. Our Avoida is Shetamlichini Aleichem. Similarly, writes the Sfas Emes also, Kasha mevakshim, when we ask in Shemayna Esra, we say, please, Rabbi Shem, meloi chal kalo oylam kiloi bichvoidecho, ve inosei kalo oz bikarecho, we ask, please, Rabbi Shem, be mashpia, bring your hashchina in the entire world. So what do we think of? We think, you know, there's so much fighting going on in the world, and there's so many Rishoim and terrible Goyim. Rabbi Shem, please make that in Afghanistan, and in Syria, and in India, and in Irvaisishvi, in all these places in the world, that they should all realize that the godless of Hashem. Says the Sosemis, that isn't what you should be thinking when you say these words, Meloi Chal Kal Horetz. Now, what you should be thinking is, Tzurech Liyois, Ika HaBakosha Al Atzmeini. The Ika Bakosha has to be about ourselves. That every year, says the Sfasemis, is called a oilam koton, is a small world. According to the amount, according to the measure that we are makabel upon ourselves, kach nimsa mizeh ha'ura l'chol haklal. So it spills over to the entire world. What he means to say is as follows. There are people, they say, I want to be mamlech l'boishim everywhere. In Afghanistan, in Syria, in India, in England, in everywhere. But one thing, they take out the equation, themselves. They forget about themselves. That's not the way it works. It starts from you and it goes outwards. The Sanzarov used to say as follows, when I was a younger man, I thought I could be mesaken, I could rectify the entire world. When I became older, I saw I've got no koich, I can't rectify the entire world. I thought, chotch, my own country, I'll be able to rectify. When I grew older, I realized even my own country, I haven't got koich to rectify. I thought, halavai, my own town of Sanz, I will rectify. Then I saw that even my own town, I can't rectify. I thought, halavai, I should be massacring the people of my shul, the members of my shul, I should rectify them. And then I saw, even them, I don't have koich to be mesaken. And now I'm old, I realize, halavai, I should be able to rectify and be mesaken myself. And said of the tzaddikim, this is the way it has to go. You can't start with others. It starts with you. And the more you are mesaken, and the more you rectify yourself, the more you have a hashpor, the more you have a koyach over other people. When a person is mesaken and rectifies himself, it has an influence, it has a hashpor on his friends, on his family, and slowly but surely it trickles out ever more. Ripple effect go further and further. So you don't start with the outside world, it starts with you yourself. And the more you are mesaken yourself, the more it has a koyach to be mesaken those around you. So this is the avoida of Emri Lefunai Malchias Kedei Shetam Lichini Aleichem. Similarly, Reb Shloimeh Zalman Oyebach used to say, we say every day in the Tefillah of Oleini L'Shabeach, Va'al Kein Nekav Lechu Hashem Elokeini, Lirois Mahera B'Siferes Zecha. And then we carry on when we ask, please Hashem, Lahave Gelilim Min Ha'orez. Please Hashem, remove Gelilim, means avoid the Zora, from the entire world. So again, we push up shop. We understand there are countries in the world which are still serving Avodah Zorah. The Hindus, for example, they serve Avodah Zorah. Boy Shalom, please get rid of all the Avodah Zorahs. Said Reb Shloimeh Zalman Oyebach, a Moedike, different pshat. And he said as follows, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, in Daf Kifhei, on the Pusik, a Pusik in Tehillim, Lo Yeh Becho Eil Zo. Says the Pusik in Tehillim, in Perik Pei Aleph, Lo Yeh Becho, you must not have inside you, Eil Zo, a foreign god. Says the Gemara, a person has a foreign god inside them. Eil Zo Sheyesh Begifo Shaludam. What is the Pusik referring to? Says the Gemara, Heva Oima Ze Yetzer Hora. That it refers to the Yetzer Hora. The Yetzer Hora inside us is like a foreign idol. Kaviyochel, says the Gemara, is like a fifth column. somebody, an enemy who's come from the outside, is an avodah zarah who we have inside him, because he's constantly trying to convince us and to push us. Like the Gemara says, that the Yetzer Hara comes to a person, Hayoim oimeloi kach, emucha oimeloi kach. Today he says to him, do this little avera, and tomorrow do that little avera. Ad shele vasof hoylech v'oived avodah zarah. Says the Gemara, until a person, the Yetzer Hara can schlep him so much downhill, until Nebuch the fellow ends up becoming a oived avodah zarah. So said Reb Shlomo Zalman, according to this Gemara, we understand when we ask Hashem, please remove all that avodah zarah from the world, you have to start with yourself. And the Gemara tells us that as long as we haven't controlled our Yetzer Hara, it is as if we have a miniature, or not so miniature, we have an avodah zarah inside each and every one of our bodies. Lo yir b'cho elza. So when you say the tefillah of Lahavi, gilole min ha'oretz, what you should be thinking about is that please, Rabbeinu Shalom, Shekadei Shekam Lichini Aleichem, please help me. I want to serve you. I want to come closer to you. So this is the avoider. Our avoider is Shetam Lichini Aleichem. The question is, we have to ask ourselves, how do we get to this avoider? It's not so easy. We live in a world surrounded by many distractions. We live in a world full of avodah zarah, of yetzer hara, of things which are trying to schlep us away. How can we come to this realization, to be on this madrega, to realize ein lo nimelech ela ota? We only have the Rabbeinu Shloim. The Klei Yoka, you all know the Sefer Klei Yoka LaTorah. He wrote other sforim. One of the sforim which he wrote is a sefer called Oilelos Ephraim. And in his Sefer Oilus Ephraim, he quotes, there's an Alta Kabbalah, a Mesoira, that before a person davens, not just Yom Neruim, but the entire year, he should focus and think about four Pesukim, which start with the word Mo. And these are as follows. Mo'ade Shimcha B'chol Ha'oretz. How great, Rabbeinu Shloilem, Mo'ade Shimcha, how great is your name? B'chol Ha'oretz. The second pasuk is Mo enosh ki siskereni. How low is a person? It's not even worth mentioning. Mo enosh ki siskereni. The third pasuk is Mo Hashem lekecho shoyel me imach ki im leyira. What does Rabbi Shem already ask of us? Ki im leyira, just to have yiras shemayim. The fourth pasuk is Mo rav tivcha ashet sofanto lereecho. How great is the reward which you've put aside for those who fear you. Now the Klei Yoka isn't explain what is the message what we should be taking out of these four psikim. What we're supposed to think about? One of the Sadigera Rebbes, his name was Rav Nochum Beren Yufin Sadiger, lived about 170 years ago, said a beautiful moshel to explain this Mesoira, what is the message of these four psikim. And he said as follows. There was once a king who went riding or walking in one of his forests. It was a vast forest, and he went horse riding, walking in the forest, went deeper and deeper and deeper. Went by himself just one day, decided. And the afternoon is passing, and he sees soon it's getting late. It's soon the sun is starting to set. He better start heading for home. So he turns around and he tries to go out the forest. But somehow he took a wrong turning. And instead of going out the forest, he just went deeper and deeper into the forest. And he got lost. Soon it became dark. And the king was forced to spend the night in the forest all by himself. Nothing to eat. Was cold, lonely. This king was scared. Thought, next day in the morning, he'll find his way out the forest. Came first light. He jumps on his horse. And off he gallops, hoping to get out the forest. But again, he can't find his way out the forest. He goes this direction, that direction. He can't find his way out the forest. It's getting again mid-afternoon, it's getting late. He hasn't eaten a thing in 24 hours. He's starving hungry. He's freezing cold. He's worried. And this carries on a third day. He's petrified already now. If he doesn't find his way out of the forest, he hasn't met a single fellow, it's going to be the end of him. Anyhow, he's traveling along, and suddenly, in the distance, he sees there a fellow. He gallops over to this man. This man was a coarse, simple peasant, a low individual who lived in the forest as a vagabond. And he runs over to him and he says to him, "Please help me. I'm lost in the forest. I need to find my way out of the forest. Can you help me?" And the man says to him, "Don't bother me. Just jump on your horse and off you go." He said, "Do you know who you're speaking to?" "I am the king." He said, "I'm not interested who you are. I don't believe you. I'm not interested. Just off you go. Don't bother me. I don't want to be busy with people." He said, "I beg of you, show me the way out of the forest and I will reward you. I will give you whatever you want. Wealth, fame. I'll build you a big palace, a house, diamonds, gold, whatever you want. Just show me how to get out of the forest." The man says, "I'm not interested in you. I don't know who you are. Don't believe you. You're not the king. Off you go. Just leave me alone." And off he walks. Said the Tzaddikei Rebbe, Reb Nochum Bernu, "Just look at it. What a fool this peasant was. He is a homeless, penniless beggar. Cold, hungry. Here comes along, the king no less, and asks him, what does he ask him? Something major? Golesh, a kleinekat, just show me the way out the forest." And look what he would have received, a reward. Wealth and fame or whatever he would have wanted. And he turned it down. What a foolish man he was. Why? Because he didn't believe that this is the king. He didn't believe it. What would it have cost him? So it wasn't the king. What would have cost him already? How difficult would it have been to go and show him the way out the forest? So this is what the Klei Yok is telling us in the Mesoira. We want to know who the Rabbi Nishloilem is. Mo'ade Shimcha B'chol Ha'oretz. How great is the Rabbi Nishloilem? His name goes B'chol Ha'oretz. The Rabbi Nishloilem, he's Melech Malchei Amlochim. We have no appreciation, understanding the greatness of Hashem. That's what the Rabbi Nishloilem, that's who the Rabbi Nishloilem is. What does the Rabbi Nishloilem ask from, and who's he asking from? Little us, Mo Enoish Kisis Karemi. What are we already? A boss of a dom, a fragile human being. Mo Enoish Kisis Karemi. Who are we? What are we already? Now look, what is the Rabbi Nishloilem already asking from us? Is he asking something so major, so massive? Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Meyimach Ki Im Leyira. The Rabbi Nishloilem is asking us, I don't know what, asking the entire world. He's asking of us just Ki Im Leyira, to listen, to keep the mitzvahs, to daven properly, to be Elech, not to do Aveiros. What is Rabbi Nishloilem already asking so difficult? And look how great is the reward which the Rabbi Nishloilem is going to give us. How great is the reward the Rabbi Nishloilem has set aside for all those who fear him. So this is, says the Klei Yok, this is what a Yid should think about the entire year. Think who we are. Nobodies. Think of the greatness of Hashem. What is Rabbi Nishloilem asking of us? And look how great is the reward. And when a person starts to think these type of machshavos, it has an effect on him. We know in this week's Parsha, it's written, the mitzvah of vidui masa. That in the third year after Shemitah, a Yid has to come up to Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. He brings with him his masa and he says what the Mishnah calls, it's the Mishnah Masechta Soitan Daf Lamed Beis, vidui masa. What does he say? Be'arti ha'kodesh min ha'bayis, I've been mafresh ha'masa, osisi g'chol ha'shed tzevisuni, I've done everything Rabbi Hashem you've told me to do, so hashkif min kodshecho min ha'shemayim mevorech ha'samchis, so please Hashem, give klausul bruchas. Ask the mafoshim, a gewaltige kasha, We all know that vidui means to say, al chet shechatuni lefanecho, oshamni, bagadni, gozalni, dibandoi. That's what's called vidui. Why do Chazal call this declaration? A Yid comes up to Yishalayim. He's kept all the mitzvahs of Maaseh. This is called vidui. What's vidui about him? I heard once a gewaltige Wort from the Mashkiach from Rav Matisyahu Salomon Shlita, so the Zahn Gesindtenstag, and he said as follows. There are people who think, you know what it means, now we're coming up to Yom Neruim, you know what it means, vidui. Vidui means as follows. You know, if you have get into a fight with somebody that's stronger than you, somebody is more powerful than you, so you know you've got to give in because he's stronger than you. And if you don't give in to him, yeah, achim vay, going to be of tzuras. So if somebody is stronger than you, don't pick a fight with them. So kav yochol, people think to themselves, we need to come onto the Rebbeinu Shloim. He's a lot stronger than us. I need a ksiva v'chasim etoiva. I need all these things. The Rebbeinu Shloim is demanding of us to do teshiva. The Rebbeinu Shloim is telling us you can't do all these avayros. So if I want to get what I want, I need to come up and say chatusi, ovisi, pashati, oshamni, begavni. And that's the way, unfortunately, we look at vidui. A very superficial mahalach, a very superficial understanding. A tshiva meyira. We don't do tshiva because we are scared. And we feel that we have no option. We are being forced into something. I'd like to do certain things which I'm not being allowed to. So I can't. So I've got to say, I'm sorry, boy, in the shun. I'd like to do it. But that's a very superficial and shallow level of vidui. And Matsyu Salomon said, a gewaltige Wort as follows. If we want to know what is the shoirish, the root of the translation of the word vidui, it's written in Sefer Yoshia, in Perek Zion, after the Yidden had captured the city of Yericho, without a single shot being fired. They were just walked around seven times with the Kehanim, the blood, the shofar, and the walls fell down. I'm sure you all know the whole Maaseh. Afterwards, they moved on to the next town, the town of Ai. And here in the town of Ai, 36 Yidden were killed in the battle. And Yoshia ben Nun was absolutely devastated. And he said, Rebbeinu Shloim, why did this have to happen? Why weren't you with us? Why was it that Yidden had to be killed to try and capture the land which you promised to give to us? And Rebbeinu Shloim said, it is because there have been people who've done avirus. And carries on the psikim, this was Ochon, one fellow, a fellow called Ochon, he'd gone and he'd taken some of the property which he wasn't allowed to. The Rebbeinu Shloim said, one can't take anything from the Canaanim. And one Yid had gone and he had taken Ochon. So when Yoshia ben Nun confronted Ochon and he told him to confess and to say and to admit and to say vidui what he had taken, the words were stated in the Pusik, it's Perek Zayin, Pusik Yites, stated as Yoshia ben Nun said to Ochon, ten loy toida. Give toida to the Rebbeinu Shloim. Toida? Toida means thanksgiving. Toida, what's toida? How does vidui got to do with toida? So Rav Matisyahu said a gewaltig yesod. Moshe Rabbeinu, before he was nifter, told of Klal Yisrael, and he said, Hal Hashem tigmili zois. Is this the way you behave to the Rebbeinu Shloim? Am novel v'loi chocham. You're being foolish. Haloi hi ovicha. Hi oscho v'yachoy neneka. The Rebbeinu Shloim, he created you. He made you. He's our father. He gives us everything. Is this the way you repay back the Rebbeinu Shloim? Not only is it wrong, it's foolish. Emes avidui isn't when you're forced. Emes avidui is a bechina fin ten loy soida, an inyan of thanksgiving. If we come to the realization, we come to the understanding and the hakora that the Rebbeinu Shloim gives us everything. Halohi avicho, he's our father. He gives us health. He gives us everything that we need. He gives us Hatzlocha, he gives us our money. Everything is from the Rebbeinu Shloim. Is this the way we repay the Rabbeinu Shloilem? Is this the Hakruz HaTov that we have to Rabbeinu Shloilem? The Rabbeinu Shloilem says, I don't want you to do these certain things, and we go and do it, although we know fully well that whilst we are doing it, says the Toimet Avoira, in that same split second, the Rabbeinu Shloilem is giving us our lungs working, our heart, our eyes, our everything is working. The Rabbeinu Shloilem is continuously making sure that we are living and breathing, and at the same time, with that breath that the Rabbeinu Shloilem gives us, we use it to go and do an Avera. Where is our Hakurus HaToiv to the Rabbeinu Shloilem? Emes Sevidui isn't because we're scared, so we've been forced to give in and to say Chotusi Ovisi Pashati. Emes Sevidui is when a person comes to the realization, to the understanding, and is makir the Chazdei Hamukim, everything the Rabbeinu Shloilem does for us. And in fact, we find this in the Medrash. The Medrash Rabbah, at the beginning of Vayikra, speaks about Ochon. And said the Medrash Rabbah, about Ochon is written a pasuk in Tehillim, capital, I think, Pei Aleph. Zoveach toida yechab denoni. Which literal translation means, somebody who's zoveach toida, he offers up a korban toida, thanksgiving to Hashem, yechab denoni, such a person, he is mechabed Hashem. Comes on the Medrash, and the Medrash says this pasuk refers to Ochon, because Ochon was zoveach es yitzroi. He admitted his guilt and he said vidui. So you see again, the Medrash learns that the shoyrish of the vort vidui is from lushan hoidur, is from lushan toida, thanking Hashem. Now there is a kasha which the Mefarshim ask. We know there are 10 days of Teshiva, Aseres Yemei Teshiva. The first 2 days are the days of Rosh Hashanah. Now on Rosh Hashanah, we don't say vidui. So how can Rosh Hashanah be the first 2 days of Aseres Yemei Teshiva if you don't say vidui? And you see in the Rishonim, the way the Rishonim explain the mitzvah of Teshiva. What does it mean to do Teshiva? The Rishonim explain the mitzvah of Teshiva is through saying vidui. Vidui is the way we do Teshiva. Without vidui, there is no Teshiva. You can't have Teshiva without vidui. So if you can't have Teshiva without vidui, and Rosh Hashanah, we don't say any vidui, so how can the first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah be part of that? Says you made Teshiva, but we don't say vidui, so we have no Teshiva. The answer is as follows. That the Emes Sevidui is when a person comes to the realization and he is makir all the chasudim which the Rabbeinu Shloilem performs for us on a daily basis, every single split second of the day. That is the Emes Sevidui, when a person realizes how Boishim is giving us absolutely everything. And how are we repaying the Rabbeinu Shloilem? And that is our avoida on Rosh Hashanah. Imri lefunai malchius. Please, Rabbeinu Shloilem, we want to make you melech. How do we do this? We do it shetamlichini aleichem. I want to be makabel your malchus. I recognize and I realize, Rabbeinu, you are melech malchisoi bakoil mashallah. You are running the entire universe. Everything is happening. Everything is only from you, from the Rabbeinu Shloilem. There's a mushal given over from one of the Balei Misa as follows. There was once a servant, a low servant, who worked in the stables of the royal palace. He worked in the stables cleaning the horses. And one day this servant got a bit annoyed and he started to speak against the king. Said something derogatory against the king. And the king heard about it. And all the ministers were sure that this servant, speaking against the king, the king is going to kill him or throw him to prison for many years. But the king didn't do that. What the king did was, he took this low servant and he elevated him and he gave him a position in the royal palace. It's an important position. None of the ministers could understand it. The king has elevated the servant who spoke against him, this low stable boy. It doesn't make any sense. So they asked the king for an explanation. And he said as follows. He said, this low stable boy who spoke against me, what does he understand about what it means to be a king. A little stable boy, does he know what's involved in running a country with millions of people? Making sure that all the hospitals are open, all the roads are usable, making sure that there's enough food for everybody, making sure that all the ministers are doing the job properly. He doesn't begin to understand how complicated it is and how difficult it is and how hard I am working. So what he said was out of total ignorance. If I was to throw him into prison, he will sit there in prison and he will never understood what he did wrong. So I decided it would be better rather to take him out of the stables, bring him into the royal palace and make him see for himself what's involved in running my kingdom. And then when he comes to this realization and he understands how hard I'm working and he sees how difficult it is, then finally he will realize what's for tipsius is the Skivane, how stupid and how foolish he was to make his silly comment which he's made, and it was just total and utter ignorance and stupidity, and that will be the Emes achiever. But just to throw him into prison is meaningless. There is a similar story told over about one of the great Gedolim, the Koich of Miyakov. He was the father of the Chabinarov. The Chabinarov told over the following story about his father. His father was called Rabbi Yaakov Weidenfeld. He lived in the town of, can't remember now. He was known as the Koich of Miyakov, a name of a sefer which he wrote. He was one of the great Gedolim over 100 years ago. And there was a story once that was a younger man who was a greiser rachmonus, a younger man. He was didn't have any panusa, he didn't have any shulam bayis, he was childless, a depressed and frustrated individual. And one day, this younger man came and he was Mevaza, one of the great Rebbes of the time. It was the Hoysiatana Rebbe, he was a son of the Rebbe of Rizhin. And this younger man was Mevaza in a not nice way, the Hoysiatana Rebbe. And when people heard about it, they were aghast, couldn't believe it, the chitzpah of this younger man to be Mevaza, one of the great tzaddikim of the time. And they decided in the town, they're going to be koveya a special bezdin to decide what is going to be the correct punishment, how they're going to punish this younger man, put him into chayrim or something else, I don't know. And the Koich of Miyakov was there at the time. He was chosen to be the Av Bezdin, the head of the Bezdin. What was the psak of the Koich of Miyakov? Said the Koich of Miyakov, how can it happen? How can it be that a simple, ignorant, younger man like this should dare to speak against one of the greatest tzaddikim? It can only be because he doesn't begin to understand the true greatness of this Rebbe. He doesn't understand who the Hoysiatana Rebbe is. So therefore, said the Koich of Miyakov, in order for this younger man to do proper tshiva, he first has to appreciate and realize the greatness of the Hoysiatana Rebbe. So he gave out a psak din that the Hoysiatana Rebbe was mechiev to promise this younger man that he will be zoicha to have children. And once he'll have had children through the brocha of the Hoysiatana Rebbe, then this younger man will see the greatness of the Rebbe for himself, and then he should come and ask him for mechila. So this is really when it comes Rosh Hashanah. We have to be zoicha to come to this madrega, Imri lefunai malchias, kedei shetam lichini aleichem. How do we get to this madrega? We get to this madrega when we appreciate the sen loy soida. We don't just come moaning and groaning, Rabbi Shalom, I want this, I want that, I need this, I need that. Say thank you, Rabbi Shalom. And make all the chasudim which you've done for me the last year and the previous year and the year beforehand. And I realize, Rabbi Shalom, how you're helping me every single second of the day. Mo'oshiv la'Hashem, how can I repay you? Repay you, kol tak milohi oloi, for all the chasudim which you're constantly doing. And when a person comes to that realization, well, of course, then it's upkeret, goes without saying. You can't do avarus. You've got to listen to the Rabbi Nishalim. He's giving you everything. So oy bezoy, of course, you've got to listen to the Rabbi Nishalim. And that is taka the emes teshiva. This is teshiva shalema. That's called teshiva meahava, when a person comes to this realization. And that's why the first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, although we don't say vidui, those are the days of part of Ases Yemei Teshiva, because that is Emes Teshiva, recognizing the Chasudim from the Rabbi Nishloilem. So the Rabbi Shem Taka health, and we should all be Zoicha to Exiva v'Chasim Toiva, Egit Geben Shtio, Gezintio, Omein Kein Yehi Rotzon.